Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn the very last Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, as well as the very first Mishnah in Maseches Makos. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav in Maseches Sanhedrin. Hamisnave b'shem Avodah Zarah. If a person is misnave in the name of an Avodah Zarah, Afilu Va'omer Kacham Avodah Zarah. He says, this is what the Avodah Zarah said. Afilu Kivin Es Halacha. Even if he was saying, yeah, this is what the Avodah Zarah says, that you need to eat a Kazayis Matzah on the night of the Seder and a Kazayis Marar. He says everything right. The correct halacha, l'tamei aset tamei, l'tar aset tahor, that this item is tamei and itake is tamei. This item is tar and itake is tar. He's still chayiv misa b'day adam. He's still chayiv chenek. Now, haba al eish asish, someone who sleeps with a married woman, kivin shenuchlas al rishos abal nisuin, once she already has nisuin with her husband, afal b'shalo nivala, even though she had not yet slept with her husband, haba al reza b'chenek, he's going to be chayiv chenek for doing so. Even though the nisuin hasn't really fully happened because the guy hasn't slept with his wife yet. Meaning, if it's with a nara hamura, so we know the chiv is going to be skila. So when it comes to a nara, it all depends when she slept with the other guy, right? If it's before the nisuin, it's skila. If it's after the nisuin, it's chenek. So the Mishnah says, yeah, after the nisuin means she's an eishes ish who's already nichnas l'rosh hashabal l'nisuin, even though they haven't slept together yet, it would still be chenek and not skila. V'zom me'bas kohen u'bo'ala, that was the next one on the list, l'rachayev chenek, shekol azom me'maktim lo samisa, because anyone who's an eitzomim gets the same misa that they were trying to dole out to the other person. Chutz mi'zom me'bas kohen, except for the zom me'bas kohen, because if the woman was actually a bas kohen shezinsa, she'd be chayev sreifa, but the zom me'bas kohen are only going to get chenek uboala, and the zom against her boel. You know, usually if two people are violate ishas ish, they both get the same punishment. But a bas kohen uboala get different punishments. So the chiddush over here is that the edim zomin about it are going to get the punishment of the man and not the punishment of the woman. Now we move on be'ezras Hashem to Maseches Makos. Ketzed edim nasim zomin. How do edim become edim zomin, which is a question that the Mishnah itself doesn't really answer, right? So the Gemara points out it's ketzer ein edim nasim zomin. By the way, the Mishnah goes on to say cases where they're not edim zomin. But anyway, mi edim on bishploni shem begrusha ben chalutza. If they testify about someone that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, meaning that even though his last name is Cohen or Katz, he is not a kohen. Einom, because his at the time that he was conceived, his mother was a divorced woman or a Chalutza, and therefore she was not allowed to be with the father who was Nisr Lav. So it turns out the Edom that testified this were lying. We don't make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza instead. Instead, we give them Malkus. If they testify that someone had killed Bishogig and therefore needs to go to Galus, we don't say, let these Edom go to Galus instead. Instead, they get 40 Malkios. They testify that a guy was Megarish, his wife, and never paid up her ksuba, but in all likelihood, he's ultimately going to pay the ksuba, because because if he dies first, then his estate pays the ksuba, and if they get divorced, then he pays the ksuba. Now, it's somewhat it's not 100%, because if she dies first, then he's never going to have to pay the ksuba. So we don't know exactly what kind of value they're costing the husband with this false testimony that he hadn't paid, that he divorced his wife and hadn't paid the ksuba. So we'd have to make the assessment as follows. Omdin kama adam rotzo litin b'ksubasa shel zo. We'd have to figure out how much would a person be willing to buy into the woman's position in the ksuba. That if she were to become an alman or grusha, that this guy who's buying her position in the ksuba will get the payment in lieu of her. The imesa, if she dies first, yirushena baila, then the husband's going to inherit her and not have to pay the ksuba at all. So however much a person will be willing to pay for such a speculative commodity, not a commodity, a speculative contract, That's how much the Edom are said to have been trying, are said to have tried to cost him. If they say we testify this guy owes his friend 1,000 zuz, and it was a tonight that it was supposed to be paid within 30 days. And the guy says, look, it's true that I owe 1,000 zuz, but the 30-day part, that's made up. It's mikan viades shanim. I actually have 10 years to pay it. So what are they trying to cost this guy? 1,000 zuz? He's going to pay. He agrees he owes 1,000 zuz. What exactly are they trying to cost him? So we have to kama adam rotzalitin. We have to assess how much a person would be willing to pay if you be yadu halav zuz, if he had to have 1,000 zuz. We have to assess the time value of money of holding on to 1,000 zuz for an extra 9 years and 11 months, because that's what he would have. He would have these 1,000 zuz for that much longer, and that would be the value that he'd be able to hold on to. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah, Masech Sanhedrin, we said that someone who's misnavi b'shem avodah zarah by claiming that the avodah zarah said something, even if he said it accurately, is chayv chenek. Someone who's bal neshes ish, even if they haven't had beer yet, but she already was nichnas into his rishos, is chayv in chenek. And if an eid zomim by the bas kohen uboala does not get the misa of the isha, which would have been strafe, but rather gets chedek, which is the misa of the boel. And then the first mishnah Maseches Makos, once we mentioned at the very end of that mishnah a case where you don't exactly do kasher zama, because the guy wanted to give the girl strafe and he's only going to get chedek. So we give a whole bunch of other examples where we don't exactly do kasher zama. We don't exactly give the edim zomim what they tried to give to the other person. So one such example is when they testify that someone's a ben grusha ben chalutza, we do not make them a ben grusha ben chalutza. Another example is when they testify that someone is chayv galus, we do not make them go to galus. Another example is when they testify someone divorced his wife and didn't pay her ksuba. So how do you assess that value? So we have to assess the value of what a person would pay for the woman's position in the ksuba. And another example is a guy testified that the two testified this guy owes $1,000 and it's due in 30 days, and he admits that he owes $1,000, but he says it's due in 10 years. So we have to assess how much someone would be willing to pay in order to have the extra 9 years and 11 months of possession of that money. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.